Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I ate so many grapes, I was bloated.
Were you eating more than 15, though?
For sure, I was just ramming them in me on the way home. Can we just conclude for 2024? Bananas, fine, grapes even.
What? Hold on!
Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs. If you got complacent in week two of 2024 because you lost a pound in week one, this is the podcast you need. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Target year 2025.
No.
Oh, sorry. Target year 2024.
Oh, God.
No, it's all right. It's fine.
It's too early.
Is it?
To say that.
Is it, though?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, let's find out. Producer Paul is also here. Hello.
Hi.
Let's get our first update from Victoria.
I am finished with all of the Christmas snacks. They have gone. They are out the house. They are finito. However, I am all about supporting small businesses and supporting local small businesses especially, and even more so when they're food related. And there's a new bakery lady, she does it from home, called Proper Bakes, and believe me, they are proper bakes. So I couldn't resist. She had like an offer for your first order last week, and I got four massive baked cookies with a cream egg in the middle.
Oh, wow.
So my boyfriend had one and he decided it was too much for him, so that meant the rest were for me. This is all about balance this year. This is all good because all of my meals have been on plan. They have all been in my calorie allowance, forgetting the cookies aside. I've had a really, really good week. I have planned all for this week. I have logged absolutely every single meal this week into NutriCheck already. It takes me right up until Saturday. So once I see it in there and it's all planned, I feel like I'm a lot more organised and I'm not quite as tempted because I've done the admin. I've done the dieting admin and we're all good.
Great.
Okay, this sounds like a load of old horseshit that's
I love it. It's so organised. Putting those calories in for my breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, all the way up until Saturday. I can't fail, guys.
Okay,
it's
that's
in there.
Okay, Victoria, that's the week to come.
Right.
Let's find out about that. What about last week?
Oh, these cookies. Can I just talk about them?
You can.
A whole cream egg.
A whole cream egg? What do you mean?
A whole cream egg is in a cookie. So it's like, so you've got the cream egg on a base of cookie, and then the top of the cookie goes like over the top. Of the cream egg.
Like a little cream egg sandwich.
Yeah, baby.
Oh my God.
So I had one and my God, it nearly defeated me. It honestly.
Too sweet.
It was a lot. It was a bit too much, but absolutely delicious. So I thought next time I'll just split it in half. So I've been eating half at a time instead.
Oh, that's good of you.
So I've got one left and my boyfriend said, no, you have it. I don't want it. This was the other day. Came in last night. Oh, have you still got that cream egg cookie? I was like, no, sorry. No.
Gum.
Well, no, you can't have it. It's mine.
Well, legally, he's relinquished any responsibility to it, hasn't it? So he's got no rights.
He hasn't. Rights. And that's exactly what I said.
And has it affected the weight?
Well, apart from the cookies, the beautiful cream egg cookies, I've had a good week.
Yes.
Like I said, I've logged everything on NutriCheck, all my meals on plan.
Okay.
And I have lost for the first time this year.
Yes.
£2!
Yay!
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pleased with
you
that.
You can have four cream egg cookies then, as long as everything else is fine.
Well, I think half a time probably did me well.
Yeah.
But yeah, £2. I'm happy with that.
So with you logging everything in NutriCheck, do you want me to put in what you're going to lose next week as well then?
No.
Yeah, that's a really good show. She should lose more because she's not having those cookies.
Well, I've got one left, guys. So
okay, then
and
that's just the £3 of the four.
You know, I like a Costa as well.
Oh, here we go.
And there's a treat drop this week.
Yes, there is. I've got it.
Two cakes for £4.
Oh, mine is £2 off any cake.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, mine's two for £4.
Oh,
so that changes things.
So, how much have you accounted for that in NutriCheck for the next week?
I haven't logged that yet. I haven't bought those cakes yet, producer Paul.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I misunderstood, but you said you've already logged everything for this week, food admin and all that.
Oh, food admin has been completed. However, I have got a few hundred calories spare a day, should I decide to go to Costa and treat
myself. Yeah, and of course those
cakes
will definitely be under that.
Sure. if you split them in half, and that is key, apparently.
Okay.
For weight loss. So yeah, that's fine. I've had a lovely week eating these cookies. All of my meals have been on plan.
And you've lost £2.
And I've lost £2.
Fine. F everyone, because you've lost £2.
Exactly.
And you still haven't put on this year.
No, I know, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's great.
That's a lovely start
to
have.
Yeah, yeah.
That's one we should keep with us, Joe, for the rest of the year.
Yes, well, let's find out how I've been later.
Okay.
But well done, £2 is good with all that.
Yeah, pleased with that.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, well done. And name of cookie shop would also be handy. Right, excuse of the week then, talking of things like that. Brooke has given us an excuse of the week. Once in group, a member's excuse was that they'd been eating 15 grapes of an evening rather than the normal 10. So it very much increased the grape consumption. God. So this must have been the reason that they'd maintained that week and not lost. Conclusion, grapes are evil. Now, remember that
We've
time?
We've had a conversation about grapes before, haven't we?
Yeah, because I ate so many grapes, I was bloated. And you're telling me that that's the right... they're evil.
Were you eating more than 15, though?
For sure. I was just ramming them in me on the way home. Because I thought that was the right thing to do, but I was proper bloated.
Mm.
And so I just didn't think it was helpful in terms of you weighing. If you have a load of grapes the day before, there's still a lot of bloatedness.
But how can there be that much difference in five? Like, if you had 10 and then had 50, fine. But...
Which I did.
This person was having five different.
Listen, can we just conclude for 2024? Bananas, fine. Grapes, evil.
What? Hold on. Wait a minute. I thought bananas laid heavy.
Yeah, they do. But mostly they're fine. And grapes are the evil secret bastard.
I can't keep up with you, Joe.
Grapes are the evil secret bastard.
Okay.
Get that on a sticker. Keep your excuses coming in. We love to hear any excuses. Now, this is really the prime time now, if you go to a slimming club, for excuses to start slowly coming in. We've had a few weeks of everyone being, oh, hello, look at me, I've lost weight. Now's the time. So ears, please, on these excuses and let us know. You could be on a future episode. We have got more for you than this episode, of course, as well. Over 170 bonus episodes now on Extra Portions. You get those if you sign up to our Patreon page. And if you join in January, what do you get?
You get a free 2024 sticker.
You do. 2024 is my year. That is your year. You get a free sticker just by joining. You also get access to weight loss certificates and a special gain certificate if you've had a good holiday or an off-plan event and you've really piled it on. Guys, we're celebrating ourselves this year.
Everything this year.
Paul will be designing these before holiday season. Yes, Paul?
Hmm?
Wait, there we go. The minute somebody claims this certificate, you better be halfway to designing it.
You do realise people go on holiday throughout the whole year.
Yeah, a bit of winter sun.
No, no one goes before July, so I'm doing fine.
Okay, well, I'm going in March, so brace yourselves. I will need that certificate. If your message gets read out as well and you are a Patreon member, you get to choose which sticker you win from our full sticker range. Just one of the perks. You could win £100 each month. Spot prizes as well. We've got a spot prize today, a Nando's gift card, which we're giving away because you can stay on plan at Nando's.
But you can also not stay on plan at Nando's.
We're giving you the choice.
It's up to you.
I felt that a Just Eat voucher is is too off plan.
Yeah, Nando's.
That's very off plan.
It ticks every box, doesn't
it? So who wants a Nando's gift card? The winner is
Charlotte Anslow.
Well done, Charlotte. A Patreon member won that. Let us know where you are and we will send it out. And remember, if you want to join this month for the 2024 is my year sticker, it's £4 a month. You go to the Patreon app or patreon.com/secretslimpod. Right, let's get our next update in a tick because we got some of your messages first.
So Lindsay Davis says, I just listened to last week's episode with the lady who broke a tooth on a Percy pig. I once broke a molar eating a homemade Sunday morning BLT.
What?
Normally I'm happy with just the bacon, but being a slimming angel, I added lettuce and tomato. My friend asked if the L stood for lead.
That was fine before adding lettuce and tomato. We've all noted that.
Wow.
Well done, Lynn. Sarah Ross says, I've been listening to you talking about how much Christmas snacks you've got left to eat. I have a snack drawer all year.
Oh, no.
And in about November, we start a Christmas cupboard. But that now includes two Christmas IKEA filled boxes. Whoa. We are a family of two adults and two teenagers. And we might not need Easter eggs this year. P.S. This doesn't include the hidden snacks and chocolate bars.
Wait, Christmas IKEA filled boxes? Mm-hmm. What, like, are they just like storage boxes from IKEA? Is that what
massive,
you're saying?
In my head, massive IKEA boxes full of Christmas shit that have been in there since November. Plus the normal snack drawer and the hidden snack drawer Sarah has.
Oh, what a great house.
Let us know how that's working for you and also photos, Sarah.
And if I can move in.
Sure.
Fine. Lizzie says, feedback from the last episode. You might want to listen to this, Producer Paul.
What?
Producer Paul is spreading bad celiac advice.
Here we go.
For petrol station purchases.
Here we go.
Really?
What did he say?
Right. So he clearly... clearly encouraged all celiacs to have a Mars bar, yet when you put it into Wikipedia, this is what comes up, and it says, please note that Mars bars are not gluten-free.
What?
And unfortunately, neither are Maltesers from Mars.
You are disgusting, Paul.
Honestly.
Just to give that advice willy-nilly.
It's embarrassing.
To people who
are... Has a Mars bar's got gluten in?
Well, clearly Wikipedia says so.
Yes,
and it says here they've got barley in. Oh, that is annoying. I mean, I didn't have one. I think, if you recall...
We don't care about you having one, but telling everyone else to have one.
Well, I think I encourage, you know, do as I do, not as I say.
No, that's not...
And
that's
I
not
had dry roasted peanuts. So, oh, that is a real blow. I do enjoy
it. It's a blow to all the celiacs who've been wanging them down them all week.
Do you still have them then?
No, I mean, I don't have one very often. I'm not a huge chocolate eater, to be honest. But I would have thought that was gluten-free.
Here's what Paul did. He did the classic that people do when they're dieting. They encourage everyone else to eat bad stuff so that they look like a freaking angel on the scales and no one else does. But this is dangerous advice.
It's worse. That's
dangerous.
What I mean. Even worse for a celiac.
Yeah, dangerous.
Not even gaining weight. You could cause death. I'm sorry.
Yes.
But you could. Yeah. Well, you've killed people, Producer Paul.
Yeah.
You have. I'm sorry.
You're disgusting.
Honestly, get yourself out.
Okay, let's back off that one for legal reasons.
Okay.
I mean, it has been a dramatic weekend because I messaged you guys to say I caught my wife, who is also a celiac, eating a packet of Quavers, and we know before
Quaver
Christmas they took
Quaver
me down
boy.
48 hours
took him down.
Quavers.
Also, just on that note, and it made the penny drop for me, Joe, and it might have done for you as well. So Producer Paul often talks about his wife making lovely celiac friendly meals, and I think what a lovely wife that she's doing that for him.
She's all right.
She's celiac herself.
Yes.
So she's not doing them purposely just for you. She's just feeding the family because you're both celiac.
He's getting the benefit.
Yeah, he makes that as if she's just doing it, you know, because she loves you.
We'd like to point out that's not the case. Sunflower Kitty 21 has messaged us saying, I'm catching up on your back catalogue after hearing some of your recent podcast episodes. It's 2020 for me currently. And guess what we're saying? 2021 will be my year.
I don't know. I don't think that's right.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who struggles, says Sunflower Kitty. I mean, that feels rude.
well, she's got a few more episodes that are quite similar coming up.
Yeah, oh, she's got a few more. You're absolutely right.
Oh, good times.
Anyway, no spoilers, Sunflower Kitty. But
the fact we're still here a few years later, we'll tell how it goes.
Oh, God. God.
Danielle Allison says, I just started the podcast from the beginning yesterday after a recommendation from a colleague. I thought I'd let you know, after not weighing for a month over Christmas and New Year, eating all the chocolate and cheese boards, drinking all the port, cider and rum.
Merry Christmas.
I lost half a pound.
Oh!
Jammy cow. I did.
Belting.
I approved that comment and then also blocked Danielle straight away.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Just, you know, a bit of admin there.
Kirsty says, finally for a tick, I'm just listening to the podcast and wanted to share that I put on, ready?
Go on.
29.5 pounds in December.
No.
In my defence, this included...
Is there a defence with
well,
that?
Okay. This is a lifestyle
that
Kirsty's having. This included a three-week all-inclusive.
Oh.
I got back 15th of December and weighed the 16th to a 19.5 pound gain. And then I put another 10 pounds on over the 2 weeks
wow.
of Christmas.
What a December.
Yeah.
So that's a two-stone month.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Did we say, what did we say on the last episode?
So Kate Johnston had put on 19 and a half pounds.
Yes.
And we said that deserves a prize.
Yeah.
But we did open it up for another 7 days to see if anyone could beat that.
Well, there
and,
you go.
And Kirsty has.
Kirsty is the winner.
Wow.
And a Just Eat voucher.
Yes.
Hit us up and we'll send that out to you, Kirsty. And we apologise for the gain that you will have after using that voucher, by the sounds of it. I love it. Well done, you. Well done. Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will receive a No Shame In Again sticker. But remember, if you're a Patreon member, you choose which sticker you want. All you got to do is get in touch with your name and address. You can contact us on any of our socials at Secret Slim Pod, plus the Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group, which is on Facebook. Tons of chat between you guys, and we get involved too. There's often threads about producer Paul, so
I love it.
It's really where to go
if
to
you want,
hone in on your frustration.
Yeah, if you want to take your frustration and dieting out on producer Paul, that is the place
it's
to
the
go.
Place to be.
And we're fans of doing that ourselves, aren't we?
Thanks.
We often start it.
Yeah, we do.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, let's get our next update, and it's me.
This week has not been too bad, despite finding Cathedral City cheese and onion crisps.
Ooh, nice.
Yes, I bought a multi-pack. There's still one bag left, I think. On top of that, this week, I had a day where Matt was working. I was told by his client that he was on the way home, and so I put tea on. And then he never arrived home. And he called me from McDonald's saying, oh, I thought I'd go to Macca's so you don't have to make tea. So I, instead of throwing the chips I'd made him in the bin, ate them. I was going to have chicken skewers and salad, and he was having chicken skewers and chips. Well, you can't keep chips, can you? Day after that, I had one of my favourite bags of crisps, which is Walker's Max Flame Grilled Steak, not McCoy's. But I simmed them. I have to say, though, it wasn't really till Saturday this week that I thought, I am in control. I'm focused now. This is me.
Sure.
In control. And I tell you the other thing that's helped me be in control. I'm chopping up an apple, putting that in a bowl, and just having it next to me on the sofa. So when Matt's eating crisps and stuff, I can get in there for an apple.
What a freaking slimming angel she sounds at the end.
You might as well eat the crisps while you sat next to him, because it sounds like you've eaten about 5 million bags anyway.
I've got to cut those back though, darling.
Well, clearly.
I'm trying.
Still got one bag left, or is that gone now?
Of the cathedral?
Yeah.
Whatever, I can't say it.
You're that excited about it?
I don't even know if we have or not.
That's a no.
That's a...
Are they gone. Really strong cheese flavour, more than another cheese and onion?
Here's what they are, and this is not a diss. They are as good as any premium cheese and onion crisp.
Yeah. Okay.
So they're as good as a hand-cooked cheese and onion crisp.
And that says a lot coming from you, because you are a crisp connoisseur, aren't you? So.
And I thought they'd be, I don't know, even cheesier. Mm. They're cheesy. Oh, they're good. This is not a diss, but they are the same as any premium. Okay. One,
but so. You had to eat a whole multi-pack just to find that out, though.
Yeah, I went on Instagram when I bought them and kind of showed the multi-pack. And by the time I got home, there was a lot of people going, but you've fucking eaten one. And I had. So I can't complain at the trolls.
Okay.
Because they were right.
Okay.
Yeah, they were nice. They were good. They were good.
With the chips, you can actually reheat them quite well in an air fryer. We have done that before.
Interesting.
Because there is a reheat.
I wish you'd have told me that on the day.
There is a reheat option. And we had Chip Shop chips. Oh, I forgot to say, we had chippy chips last
Victoria,
week.
Oh, Victoria! What a day!
And there was some left over. Reheated them the next day.
I don't know if we've got a reheat option, but I will have a look.
I think
we need a whole new section on teaching Joe different settings on the air fryer. Because last week we had extra crispy.
Yeah.
Now reheat.
Okay, I looked for extra crispy and I don't have it. Mm. I've had my air fryer so many years.
Well, I think that's time for an upgrade.
It's time for an upgrade. So I need to work out how to
and
break
get
this
one
to justify it to Matt.
That has a reheat as well.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'll check the reheat.
Yeah,
thing.
Have a look.
There were buttons on there that I'd not seen. So you are right to teach me. But yes, I've been on the scales, been back to my normal group.
Okay, yeah.
My normal Slimming World group in the... afternoon on a Monday.
Yep.
It was nice to get back on the old faithful scales.
Okay.
You know, the same as I normally do. And I have lost 1.5 pounds.
That is a shock,
nice.
Actually.
Thank you.
No, but in a nice way. Yeah. But I mean, there was a lot of crisps from last
week. Yeah, there was. I feel in control now.
Okay.
I do feel in control now. But it wasn't till Saturday. I was trying.
God, you must have pulled it back. Well,
no,
then.
Well, I think I was trying. Like, all my meals were good because I've been too chubby cubbing meals-wise.
Oh, of course you have, yes.
They've got a new low-calorie cookbook. So I've just been sinning their recipes and fucking hell, they're good.
Yeah.
Like, this is the best thing they've ever done. It's so good. So I've been good meal-wise, but I feel like I'm in control now.
Okay.
And writing everything down and being far more focused. So I'll take 1.5 pounds, probably double that next week. There you go. I got to say... There was an absolute furore at our Slimming World group.
Oh, okay.
Because it was the first weigh-in for quite a lot of people there. Two people lost a stone in a week.
What?
And they were women.
Really?
What?
And we did not know what to do. We didn't know.
Did they lose dead on 14 pounds or was
no,
it more?
No, one lost exactly 14.
Oh, wow.
And one lost 16 and a half,
what
I think.
What the hell?
Yeah.
And was it, had they had huge gains over the Christmas period?
They were
so new
starters.
Members.
Oh,
were
right.
They...
So that the answer to that is yes, then, if they just started
Slimming
World.
Yeah, for sure. And I didn't see, because I wasn't at my group last week, so I don't know whether they were all wearing massive biker boots.
Yeah.
And then, you know, big, thick jeans. And they might have been. I don't, because I can't vouch for that. in my head they were.
That's crazy though. Yeah. Even
I think they were at that real beautiful hype stage.
Oh, I love it.
Yes, brilliant. I stuck to plan. Look what can happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen again.
Yeah, but when you just lose 2 pounds next week, you are
going
to be furious. But that is what will happen.
The most I've ever lost in my first week at Swimming World was 8 pounds.
I think I've done a 7. Yeah. I think I've done a 7 before, but that is absolutely unheard of. And the woman who was sat next to me was like, well, do they know that that's not normal? Like, we can't do that. She kept saying, you know, we can't.
I do think
thinking women
though,
of our age. And I was going, we can't do that. Love,
when you have got a lot to lose, though, I do.
They have got a bit to go. I think they're bigger than me, but they're not huge.
Crazy.
They're not like, you know, like some people, and you look at them and you think, okay, they're going to do this and it's absolutely fine. And they're going to have, you know, the ones you see that worry about skin.
Yes, yeah.
They weren't that big.
Wow.
They really weren't, and they've lost a fucking stone each.
Jesus.
But surely more than those huge losses, what you actually want is consistency. And for 2 weeks now, you've lost 1.5 pounds.
Thank you, Paul.
And so
you're having a great year, Joe.
Thank you.
Well, okay, all right, let's calm down on that
one. Yeah, but you've given me a bit of praise, darling, and you're trying to pep me up.
Okay,
that's what we need from you.
So if you did that every week, times 52, that's 78 pounds over the year, which is 5 stone, 8 pounds.
And I only want to lose another 3.5.
All right, wow.
So I'm going to be at target. Well, we've said April. It's been said that.
Well, if you mix in these 1.5 pound losses with a few maintains... That's a nice, steady...
I don't want to burst the bubble. What? You have got a holiday booked for March.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right, forget all that last
bit. But you know what's in my head about this holiday, which I've not booked yet, but I've booked the time off. My head is a lot of swimming and fruit.
In cocktails.
I'm happy
for you to remind me of that before I go.
I feel like I can pitch you on a cruise. I don't know why.
Thank you. I don't think we're going to do a cruise because we've only got a week. But yeah, I can cruise away, darling. But anyway, I've done it.
Oh, Joe, honestly, what a bloody great year.
Yeah, not put on weight this year.
Brilliant.
I know.
So proud. I really am.
It's January,
Okay. Producer Paul's been on the scales and he will update us before the end of this episode. Let's carry on with our NSVs. We want to celebrate your non-scale victories. Because we've got to love ourselves, we've got to like ourselves. You know that we can do this year. We've got to be proud of ourselves on the way. So all your NSVs, even if it's, I used to have to lift my stomach to shave my bush last week.
Can we not repeat that, please?
Why? Even if it's something to celebrate.
Yeah, that's an NSV to us. Anything that you've got that you're happy about, please let us know.
Can I just say, I thought I had one last week because I was wearing some leggings and they were like falling down. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, brilliant. Like I've lost a little bit of weight. They're falling down. It was the elastic in it that
gone,
was going.
Darling. Yeah. We've all been there. We've all been there.
Yeah, it wasn't so great. But anyway, Amy Perkins says, thank you for the company on my way to work this morning. My first non-scale victory of the year was yesterday. I ran only 2 miles, but I was 2 minutes a mile quicker than this time last year.
Whoa.
And I'm 1 stone, 2.5 pounds heavier. So me.
Wow. Yeah, well, yeah.
That's brilliant.
Good. Well done you. Brilliant. Obviously, that does say that exercise does not help you lose weight.
Okay, sure.
I think we've discussed that many times. And there you go. Right, before your final messages, which are on the way, we turn to producer Paul, the Mars bar loving celiac of the show.
Slash a murderer.
Yes. Paul.
So the snowballs.
Oh, yes.
Which are Christmas cakes that I was talking about last week.
They went down well on socials.
Yeah.
They really did.
Finished them last week. So they're gone. Mm-hmm. Have still been eating marshmallows.
By candlelight.
Yep. Toasted marshmallows. Still amazing. You know how I revealed that I have fish and chips every Friday? Just for my fellow celiacs out there, chips from the chip shop, gluten-free fish from the supermarket is how I have it in the air fryer.
Don't listen to him. It's not true.
Had that this Friday. Saturday, I had kebab meat and chips.
Oh, yeah,
as well.
We did. Whoa. Brilliant. Great.
It's so good. It does concern me because... I get obsessed with kebabs.
But you say that you don't have it that often, but I think you've mentioned this quite a lot recently.
Well, that's because every week this year you've
mentioned
it.
Yeah, I think so.
I had one at 2-3 weeks ago.
Oh, not even a month.
And then I've had one again because I've been thinking about it and it was so, so good. Mm. And so am I going to have it this weekend?
Probably.
Maybe.
Do you have it with chips, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Double chips, Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
Lovely.
I've also drank for the first time this week. I've decided on my new signature cocktail without ever trying it.
I just tell like, me more, I had, producer Paul.
I had an idea. Vodka, lime and soda.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
Oh, for fuck's sake, that's boring.
It's nice. It's really refreshing.
Yeah, that's it. It's refreshing because, like, I've tried... Because I struggle with beer because I'm a celiac, so I can't really drink it very often. So...
It's a bit cold for that, do you not think?
Yeah, it's okay. But I do like a sparkling water, like a fizzy water.
What?
I do, yeah, I enjoy it.
I can't drink squash, but you're the only person in the world that likes a fizzy water.
Yeah, I do, I enjoy it. I love a San Pellegrino.
Grow up.
I don't mind a fizzy water. So I don't know whose bloody side I'm on here.
So in my head, I'd already decided that was going to be my drink going forward. So
it's very slimming, bought that, unfortunately.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Okay. Well, vodka, lime and...
Yeah, soda's nothing, is it?
No, and vodka, I think one shot is what, like three or four sins or something?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
That's 70, 80 calories.
I mean, we only had like 2 or 3 each at home and got through half a bottle of vodka. So it was perhaps being a bit too heavy-handed with the measures. Okay. Well, I noticed, I just put a mark, you know, a mark on the glass, I'll go up to there. Mm. And then the second one I came round, I noticed I went up to the line above that by mistake.
Do you have ice in it?
Ice in it as well,
sometimes that takes you over and it's that you think, oh, I haven't got as much in there because it's the ice. And it's not.
okay. So, yeah, I put £1 on this.
Great!
So
well
good!
Done. Oh, sorry. Beautiful. Love to see
that
it.
That is good. Don't be ashamed, Alan. We should all be proud of our
well
bodies.
Done.
But I'm still heavy from Christmas. Yeah, so know. I actually thought, without really trying, I would come down.
Mm.
And I haven't.
Got a bit cocky there, didn't you?
Yeah.
He did, didn't he?
No, he did. I'm a man, I can shift it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't.
Yeah, I did think that, yeah.
I'm annoyed, though, because... We can't really say that about all men now if he's putting £1 on.
Yeah, but he hasn't tried, though.
That is true. That is true.
Like, because next week... Don't look at me like that. You have not tried.
If he cut out the takeaways, he'd probably lose half a stone next week.
But yeah. I don't want to.
Sure. Well, I know you understand that, darling.
That's fine. You carry on.
And it's my birthday this weekend.
Oh, is
cool.
It?
Yeah. So
yeah. Well, calories don't count on your birthday.
No.
Even for you.
Okay.
On your birthday week.
Yeah, but will you be sympathetic if I put weight on next week as well?
No, God, no.
But that's it. I lost £3 last week and now I've put £1 back on. If I put two back on, I'm back on, like, Christmas weight.
Oh, welcome to our world.
I was going
to
say...
This is what we battle with.
He has looked down
on
us for this shit before.
Oh, it's so easy. It's so easy to lose weight in diet.
What happened to 2024 is my year? All that.
I know. How am I the first person on this podcast to put on weight this year?
It's exciting. Oh, it's beautiful.
We're not going to put weight on.
Till March?
Even on holidays.
Okay,
yeah, I mean, that's nonsense.
Okay. Well done, producer Paul. As
whatever.
As your friends, we're here for you.
Sure.
Let's get your questions and answers then that you've sent in this week on socials.
Okay, so Panda Briston says, question, how does one Chinese takeaway affect the scales overnight?
Okay, good trial.
I'm doing an experiment and weighing myself before and after.
Okay.
And the result is my overnight gain after my Chinese last night was £3.
Jesus.
£3.
£3.
Look, I hate to say it, but I think that was before going to the toilet.
Yeah, probably. And water retention.
Yeah. And because Chinese is known for being very salty, isn't it?
So, were you bloated after your takeaways?
Two of them.
I was. I mean, I had a really big kebab as well. Loved it though.
When did you have that?
Saturday night.
And when did you weigh?
Tuesday morning.
Oh yeah, well, there's time. There was time for him to lose that. That's not kebab weight.
No.
Yeah. So we were just checking, just making sure. Vicky Robinson says, question, when you check in for a flight that isn't for 28 days, does that mean that fuck it, I'm on holiday already applies? Asking for a friend.
Yep. Yeah, it does, yeah.
Oh, the minute you check in, all systems go.
I think the minute you book the holiday, that's it.
Fine, and I've not booked yet, so fine.
Book it last minute, Joe.
Yes, I might have to.
Catherine Griffiths says, question, what happens when you're dieting with your husband? Well, we went for our first weigh-in of 2024 yesterday at the Yacht Club. I am a Target member and was pleased to have lost a pound after a full 6 days of being a slimming angel. The hubby did Mom's for 6 days.
Oh, make one meal soup.
And lost 12 pounds.
Whoa.
Joe, you need to slap a patent on it. Obviously, it helped because he's a man.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
I'm interested in whether he had that soup with chunky bread. It's always my question when
but
people do Mom's.
Man as
I know,
well.
I know.
It's hard to know.
No, but we've got a man in the studio who is shit at it.
I could do with losing 12 pounds,
well,
to be honest.
Do you want to come to me for some advice, darling? Mm. Should we do make one meal soup? Should we do it all together?
Oh my God, we should.
Yeah.
Well, have you never actually tried your own diet that you invented?
I mean, I half-heartedly did it once.
I did have soup yesterday, actually.
There you go. You're already on
it. I've actually got soup every day this week. And it is already in. Nutri-Check.
And I got to say to everybody, get it in now, guys, because we'll be changing that to make one meal salad.
Sambuca. Sorry.
Make one meal salad in the coming months. So we've only got a few more months to really get the most of this. Paul, if you need any advice from myself or Victoria, we're here for you 24/7.
Fine.
No, we're not.
You've all got yourselves an exclusive No Shame In Again sticker. Well done. Right, Slimmer of the Week.
Mm.
Who's done the best? Not Paul.
All right.
I lost two, yeah.
Lost two.
Yeah, gotta be.
So congratulations.
I'll take it. Thank you very much.
Take it, run with it. We'll be back on Monday for Patreon members. Then episodes on Tuesday and Thursday, of course, on this feed. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember,
there's no shame in a game.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.